Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Hope all is well. I'm not sure if you guys, well, the people that are on Facebook Live can see me. I was kind of getting my groove on a little bit before the, you know, before the show started. Nothing big, just, you know, getting into the, I guess, getting into the holiday spirit, if you will. And for anyone that knows me, they know that's not true. But anyway, that's okay. That's okay. So hope your week has been going well. Today's only Tuesday. I know that. But, you know, I always say that, you know, I'm sure, you know, it is what you make of it. You know, your week is what you make of it. So it doesn't matter if it's Monday or Tuesday or Friday. Right. I mean, although Friday, you know, end of the week. But anyway, how'd I get on that? I have no idea. But anyway, hey, we're Hospitality Unplugged, so we can talk about anything. Right. So I always say, you know, we talk about hospitality stuff, hotel, CVB, restaurants, you know, all that kind of stuff, travel, tourism, influencers, all that stuff. We talk about that, but we can say what we want to say, right? You know, we can be unplugged if we want to. But just remember, just because you can say it doesn't mean you should say it. So I try to, you know, be reserved in how I present things and how I say things. But if it's something that's bothering me, you know, I'm going to let you know about it. I'm not going to name any names or name any places, but I'll let you know if it's a hotel, restaurant or whatever. But I would never tell the name. But that's just how I am. But anyway, hope your weekend was well. You did it. You had a good weekend and happy Thanksgiving. In case I miss, you know, at the end of the show, to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, I do want to take this time out to, you know, to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Be safe. I know this is a huge travel week for a lot of people. You know, millions of people will be traveling around the United States and a lot of people going out of LAX. And thank God I'm not going to be one of them. So the holidays, we normally stay around the house or, you know, don't drive too far. But what am I saying? We're supposed to be driving to Arizona. So looking forward to that. Yeah. Yes, I am. So, but anyway, other than that, hey, industry news. What's going on in industry? And this industry news is some things I pull from whatever, you know, hotel publications, or I just pull stuff from local or stuff that I hear about or whatever. So, it, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just news that's within the industry. Okay. When the industry, when I mean industry, is within the hospitality industry, of course. LA is investing in India, and this is LA tourism. What do you think about that? Now, they invested in you know, they have offices throughout the world for the most part to get tourism into LA, which is great, right? So they did a big campaign for China some years ago. And they actually have, I want to say they have probably three offices in China. I think Beijing, at least Beijing and Shanghai, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure about the other city. But But they've managed to get, you know, a lot of Chinese travelers into L.A., which is good. And that makes up that 50 million people that have been coming into LAX. And that's why our traffic is bad. But anyway, but that's OK, because we're getting those tourism dollars. Right. That's what we want. But now they're kind of refocusing on the Indian market, or the market in India, you know, trying to get people over here. I think last year, and I wrote this down, I don't think, I mean, I wrote this down because I read about it, that 136,000 visitors from India from last year, they proposed that 136 are going to be coming in this year, 2019, which is a 4.4% increase over last year. So I think they've opened up at least one office in India. So they're trying to make some things happen. So, which is good. I mean, that's what it's all about. Tourism, you know, you're trying to get, you know, people. Hollywood is always a big draw, just Los Angeles, and its, you know, vastness is a big draw as well. But the thing of it is, you know, there's so many different facets of LA. It's crazy. You got downtown, you got Venice Beach, you got Santa Monica, you got, you know, you have Orange County, you got the IE, you have, you know, you have a lot of places. You got, you know, the beach communities, you know, Hermosa, Redondo, you know, on to, you know, I said Orange County, but Newport and Huntington and all those things. So there's a lot to see. So, you know, what do people, I've always wondered, you know, people from outside of, just say outside of Southern California, do they stay here for a week? Because in order to see everything, to get the real true Angelino experience, if you will, you got to stay here for a minute. I mean, you got to be here a week or so, I would think, you know, unless you're going to break it up and go back home and then come back and do a, you know, a trip another time. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. You got downtown, you got the new things downtown, a lot of hotels coming up downtown, a lot of new restaurants, a lot of little specialty things downtown. I mean, there's just a lot going on in LA. So if you haven't been here, I'm in LA, so I'm actually broadcasting live from Sherman Oaks, which is where LA Talk Radio Station studio is. So, which is in the Valley section of LA County or City of LA. So that's for people that, you know, that have not been here or maybe have been here and like, well, where the heck is Sherman Oaks? Oh, it's in the Valley. Oh yeah, I know the Valley. It's hot out there. Yeah, it's hotter out here than in LA. So there's so many areas of LA to come to. It can be quite overwhelming. So pick like three areas that you want to go to, that you have to go to, and go to those three or four areas. And then the other ones, if you have time, then you can go and do the other ones too. But, you know, downtown, the beaches, you always have to go to the beach. Beaches is the first, I think. Venice, you know, you definitely have to see Venice because that's a freak show in itself. Santa Monica, beautiful. Malibu, downtown. It's just too many. I can't say anymore. It's just too much. But anyway, so yeah, so that was interesting to see that. And what they did, LA Tourism, they hired an Indian influencer. And I saw these. She did like probably about five videos, and they're all on YouTube. And they basically are showing her experience in LA. You know, of course, it's being shown in, I mean, she has a lot of followers in India, which, you know, that's what a influencer does so. There's she's an Indian influencer. Her name is Malaika. We pronounce it Malaika. I don't know if it's Malaika Arora, A-R-O-R-A. So check it out. Just hashtag that, Malaika Arora, and you'll see some of the campaigns that she's doing for LA to bring Indian travelers to LA. I mean, it's great. It is a great video, and it's a great use of an influencer for LA Tourism. So for other tourism bureaus, CVBs, things like that, check this out and, you know, and use it as a guideline, if you will, to, you know, get influencers for your destination. I just thought LA did a great job. So good job, LA Tourism. Grand opening at the Hyatt Regency. I was there last week, got invited to go. So that's the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach / John Wayne Airport. It's right across from John Wayne Airport, so I assume that is Newport Beach. That's what they say. I don't know. Right off of MacArthur, I believe. But a beautiful property, totally renovated. I mean, inside you would never know. If you got blindfolded and walked in, you would think there was a new build hotel. If you were inside, I mean, if you look from the outside, you can tell that it's a, you know, the building's probably 30 years old from the outside exterior, but inside it is a brand new building. I mean, they must have tore everything out and started from scratch, because it is great. So if you ever have an experience or have time to experience it, if you need meetings and things like that, they have a lot of meeting space as well. So it's the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach / John Wayne Airport. So check that out. You know, I was thinking the other day, I don't know, I look at, I always look like on, like, well, LinkedIn, hcareers.com. Hcareers is where a lot of hotel people find out which jobs are available. So just for people that didn't know that. And they go indeed.com as well. You can look at hospitality jobs. So I always look just to see what's out there, what's going on, right? Because people call me and ask me, hey, have you heard of anything, blah, 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 blah. I say, well, hey, maybe you want to check LinkedIn, or hey, you may want to check hCareers, because, you know, this particular company or hotel or restaurant is looking for someone. But I always look, and it surprises me. I don't know if it surprised me, or maybe I just know some of these hotels, where the same openings every like 4 to 6 months, the same openings reappear, right? So say it's a sales manager position. I'm just using that as an example. It's open today, you know, okay. So you would think, you know, in a couple of months it's been filled. Then maybe 4 to 6 months later, that same position comes back open. What is it? Are people not staying? Are people, they're not hiring the right people? I mean, what is going on? And do you ever wonder that? I don't know. That's one of those things that makes me just think, like, what is going on at that hotel where people, and the same position keeps going on. It can be 2 years going, and it seems like every 6 months is a turnover on that position. Now, maybe they're hiring another position. Maybe it's they expanded their sales team or whatever. I don't know, but I just see that sometime and just wonder, like, what is going on over there? But anyway, that's just what I think, and I see that on. So for people that are listening that, you know, looking for jobs and don't know anything about the hospitality, you know, out here in L.A. or anywhere, hcareers.com, indeed.com, you can find, you know, what jobs are open. You just put in the specifics. Are you looking for catering, looking for sales, looking for to be a GM? You know, a lot of people know that, but, you know, it's my show On Air with Russell Hotels is about education, right? And it's Hospitality Unplugged, so I can say however I want to say what I want to say, right? So if I want to say, go to hCareers and look for a job, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not being paid by hCareers or anything like that to say that. So I just thought I'd say that. And contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Hotels? Who is Russell Hotels? I'm Russell Hotels, right? I'm the Russell of Hotels. I mean, I keep saying I'm trying to work on that. You know, when you're doing public speaking, you know, of course, I'm talking on the radio. There's certain things you shouldn't keep saying, right? And is one of them. So I'm going to try to stop saying that word. So from this point on, count to see how many times I say that, you know, whatever I was trying not to say. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Russell of Hotels, Russell at russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, I'm on every social media platform. So, but I'll give you my handles. There's one. Twitter at Russell Hotels, IG Russell Hotels, LinkedIn Russell L. Edmond, Facebook Russell L. Edmond, and Russell Hotels. Yes, I do have two Facebook pages. And what? And after the show, you know, this is a live show, right? Every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, this is the show. It's live, right? If I don't get a do-over, so if I'm messing up now, I don't say, "Hey, Ronan." Ronan's our producer, right? He runs the ship here. I don't say, hey, Ronan, can we redo this? No, we can't do that. We just keep going, and whatever happens, happens. If I say something silly, well, then guess what? It's going to be archived forever. I'm just going to say something silly. So the show is live now, and then after it's over, it becomes a podcast, right? So I do a live show. So you see podcasts and everything. Well, mine's a podcast after the live show. Some people are just podcasts, meaning they've done this show 2 weeks ago and it's airing today. No, I'm live today and I'll be airing it tomorrow or later on today, the recording. So it's on iTunes. Once it becomes a podcast, it goes on to iTunes, Apple Play or Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you find or anywhere you listen to your podcast, your favorite podcast platform, just check out On Air with Russell of Hotels. Sponsorship opportunities. We always have sponsorship opportunities if you're so interested in knowing about it or seeing your name being, displayed right there. And if you, for the people that are listening or, excuse me, that are watching on Facebook Live, you'll see that Russell of Hotels is the one that's actually sponsoring On Air with Russell of Hotels. On Air, yeah, that's the, who's sponsoring the show today. But last week, I keep saying that. Last week, Meetings Collective with what was her name? Marie Corey. She was a sponsor last week. She was on the show and she sponsored the show. So, and I mentioned her name like 100,000 times. Meeting Collective. I'm still mentioning it. So, if you're interested in doing that, definitely could do that. Get your message to all the right people. I got to put my glasses on. I don't know why I'm sitting here trying to squint. You can get your message to the right people, special promos, career opportunities. I just talked about it. Going to, you know, the LinkedIn and all of them. I mean, you can put it on the show. You know, you can say, hey, we're looking for a director of sales and marketing at the XYZ Hotel in downtown LA. If you're interested, call Bob. That was just an example. Advertising your brand. You know, we're all a brand, right? I'm a brand and I'm representing a brand, right? So I'm the brand, but I'm representing Russell of Hotels, but Russell Edmond is the brand as well. So two brands working together, partnershipping together, you can do that, right? So just if you're interested in that, just reach out. And my email address once again is russell@russellofhotels.com. Who listens to the show? You know, people always wonder, well, who listens to the show? Well, I'm about to tell you. I don't know. I'm not going to give you 20,000 names of people, but, you know, it varies from week to week how many people would actually listen. But it's been in the thousands. It's been in the hundreds. Goes in the thousands. It just depends on the show, you know, who's on, what I'm talking about, what the subject matter is, that kind of thing. Or if they have time, if people have time. But you can always watch it on a podcast. If you don't listen to it live, that's fine. You can listen to a podcast. And the same information is there. It's still going to be on Facebook Live because what I do is once it's over, I take that recording, this videotape that's is being videoed now on Facebook Live. I'll take that and put it on all my social media platforms. So it's always there. You'll see it. And I'm sure you've seen it on LinkedIn, you've seen it on Twitter, you've seen it on Facebook on two pages. So there you go. So we get about 50-50. And I always say this, 50% hospitality people, and that could be made up of CVB people, hotel people, restaurant people, influencers. And then another 50% are actually users, people that actually buyers, if you will. You know, people that are looking for hotels, people that are interested in hotels, people that are having meetings. People are having events, the things like that. So it's not just about the hotels, or it can be an event space, right? So I assist people with finding hotels, event space, all kind of things. I mean, I even found, you know, I represent one organization that does a concert in Long Beach, and they did it for the first time last year. They're going to do it, repeat it this year, 2020, and I found the space for them. I didn't manage the event or anything like that, but I did help them find the space that was adequate for their concert. It was a gospel concert. So that was in Long Beach. So I do that as well. So you just never know. So whoever is interested in sponsorship, just let me know. Who are the feeder cities? What is a feeder city? Feeder city is basically where the bulk of the people are listening from, right? So LA is a feeder city. Orange County is a feeder city. Or feeder, or you can say market if you want to. You don't have to say city. If you want to say what's the feeder markets, we can say that. So LA, Orange County, Chicago, New York. Those are the four major ones. And then Blythe, California. So get your message out to Blythe, California. That was a joke. But there are a few people that listen in Blythe. You know, my mom is there and some other people are there. They listen from Blythe or they watch from Blythe. So there you go. So those are your four major, was it four or five major feeder markets? So Blythe, the big one, LA, Orange County, New York, and Chicago. There you go. What is the Russell of Hotels group? What does Russell of Hotels do? What are you about? Well, business development is one. Several weeks ago, we started a new Russell of Hotels, started a new partnership with Broughton Hotels, and my job is to find hotels that need management. Oh my goodness, I forgot to turn my phone down. Isn't that something? But it's interesting. It's a robo killer caller ID. So that's spam, right? So you put the little robo killer thing on your phone and it'll stop you from answering the phone, right? It'll tell you and identify that this is a spam call, so don't answer it, basically. So there you go. We won't answer that at all. Not that I would answer while I was on the show anyway. But back to what I was saying, what is the Russell of Hotels group? Business development is one thing I do. So I started a new partnership several weeks ago with Broughton Hotels, where I assist them with finding new management contracts, meaning all hotels, you know, they can be owned and managed by one particular company, or they can be owned by, say, a group of investors, and they need someone, a third party, to manage it for them, because maybe the investors or the owners are not experienced in hotels. So my job is to find those type of projects for Broughton Hotels, right? So there you go. So if I come across a hotel that, you know, is in need of a management contract or a management company to come in and help them with that, then that's what I do. So my job is kind of to try to find that for them. So that's one thing I do. Hotel site selection. What that is I assist companies and organizations with finding meeting space, hotels. First of all, it's hotels. So 10 rooms or more is considered a group, right? And I know I've mentioned this before to people that listen to the show, but it's all about education, right? On Russell of Hotels, it's all about the educational piece. So I may have a couple new guests that haven't even heard the show. So I have to keep repeating this, and it's okay, right? So be patient with me. So hotel site selection. So my job is to help to assist companies and organizations with finding the suitable hotel for their meeting needs. So XYZ company comes to Russell of Hotels and say, hey, I need, you know, 5,000 rooms on peak, meaning on the, they're there for 3 nights, and on the peak night, they need 5,000 rooms, right? So can you assist me? And I need it in LA. So my job is to find hotels that can actually accommodate 5,000 rooms on peak. Now, we know in L.A. that there's not any hotels that have 5,000 rooms, so which means I would have to look at several different hotels in L.A. to find that, right, or in order to present to my client. Okay, I said, you need 5,000 rooms on peak. I have these three hotels that can give, you know, the 5,000 rooms, right? One's a host hotel, and the other two are hotels where other people will stay. So host hotel, meaning most of the events will be at the host hotel. So all the meeting space will be at the host hotel, you know, and things like that. So your VIPs would stay in the host hotel because you don't want them traveling or walking from one hotel to the other. So that's how basically a convention would work, right? So my job is to do that, is to find that hotel that has, or whatever it is, 10 rooms or more, right? So 10 rooms is considered a group. So I do from 10, and the example I gave was 5,000 rooms on peak. So I can do 10 to 5,000 rooms if that's what's needed. So that's basically what that is. Digital marketing, anything that you see that I do on LinkedIn or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that's digital marketing, right? Anytime you put out a message about something you want people to see, that's digital marketing. With photos, with videos, that's what I do for hotels. I do it for tourism boards. I do it for Russell Hotels. That's how I built the Russell Hotels brand, by putting things out there just like that. And then next thing you know, poof, hey, what is this Russell Hotels? You know, now it's on everybody's mind. Yeah. So everybody's, what is that name of that company? That guy does that radio show. It's Russell. You mean Russell Hotels? Yeah, Russell Hotels. Call that guy. That's how it works, right? Yeah, right. Okay. But yeah, so that's, it's all about building your presence. I always say that the digital marketing, digital media is all about trying to build your brand, stay relevant, and things like that, and hotels and tourism boards. And that's how, and I mentioned it before, with LA tourism, you know, hiring an influencer to gain more share from the Indian market, that's what they're doing. They're utilizing an influencer digital marketing. They're relying on her followers or people that support her or whatever to follow her and then to see the message that, you know, LA Tourism is trying to get to the people of India, because they want them in turn to come to the United States, right? So that's basically how it works. That's basically how you build a brand. I mean, that's one of the ways. I mean, being in front of people, you know, digital marketing is not the entire thing. You got to be in front of people. You got to meet people. You got to go to events. And that's one thing that I do is I like the event that I went to and at the Hyatt Regency last week. I mean, those are things that you go and you meet people. I met a couple of influencers there. I met a couple of corporate people, some association people, some, you know, other people that do what I do, other meeting planners. So that's a way of meeting those people, right? So you have to stay in front of people. You got to be either you have to go to lunch with them, have drinks with them, put things on social media, go to their events, go to anywhere you go, you're bound to meet someone, right? So that's what it's all about. It's about when you're in sales, you have to get out and shake the trees and see what falls out, right? You got to be in front of the people. And it's not everybody, but you got to be in front of the right people, okay? So there's events that you go and you're just there just to be there and, you know, show your face, pass out some cards, things like that. But in the hopes of finding business for yourself, right? Or business for your organization. But it starts with getting out or making that phone call, that first cold call, if you will. Cold call is basically a call you're making on a company, an organization that you know no one there. They don't know you. You're introducing yourself. And a lot of times you get hung up on or the door slammed in your face. These days, it's hard to get into buildings to do cold calls now because of, you know, security measures and things like that. Back in the day, before 9/11, you can walk in any building for the most part and go from floor to floor, build a door to door, knock on the door, walking in there and say, "Hey, I'm Russell. I'm with the XYZ Hotel. And, you know, come to see if, you know, find out about your hotel needs, if you do have a need and things like that." And you, through that one conversation, you're trying to get information. You know, who's the person in charge of handling your room accommodations or meetings and things like that? So there's a lot of information you're trying to get in the short period of time, because most of those people, the gatekeeper, that assistant that's right there by the door, they don't want to give that information out. So what you do is you bring always, every time you do a sales call with anyone in a building or whatever office, bring something. Bring some goodies, right? It's not about your card, because, you know, as good as I look, you know, that doesn't always get me in the door, right? That doesn't always get me past that person that's the gatekeeper. But I guess I guarantee you this, if you bring them some food or a snack, like a cookie, you know, things like that, you will at least get longer in the conversation than just, "Hey, we have a no soliciting policy." You know, you'll get that thrown at you as well. I don't know how many times I've seen non-soliciting on the door, but when you get in there with food or cookies or snacks, especially if it's like 3 o'clock and you got that, you know, that need for that kind of that sugar high, those people welcome you in there. They'll give you information. You'll talk and this and that, and you can give your information. You can follow up on them. They'll tell you who the person is, the right person, you know, who you should contact. So things like that. So that's what it's all about. It's about building your brand. How did I get on that? I don't know, but it's okay, because it's all about education. So once I get something in my head about, you know, bettering yourself as a salesperson or getting in front of the right people or how to do that, I mean, I'm gonna say that. So it's funny, because earlier today, no, it was last night or today, I get a phone call from someone who works with she works in the hospitality field, let's just say that. And she was getting a new market, and she wanted to know, because she was used to working another market, and what organization should I join? So maybe she was familiar with the corporate market, and she was going into association. So she wasn't really familiar with some of the organizations she can belong to or what she should do. Should she go to, you know, Sacramento is a big, this is in LA. I mean, she's in Southern California. So Sacramento is a big market for association, because a lot of the California associations are based in Sacramento. So she was asking, you know, about the organization's called Cal SAE. Should you attend that? Should you join that? Of course. I mean, you join that and you go, you meet people, and it's this whole same thing that I just mentioned, getting in front of the right people. It's the same as corporate. I mean, it's at the end of the day, you still got to get in front of people. You still got to meet people. The markets may change or they may have different names, but how you sell yourself is the same. If you have that enthusiasm with the corporate market, you need to have the same enthusiasm with the association market or whatever market that you're going after. Because people buy you. They don't necessarily buy this particular, well, unless, you know, if it's a strong brand and I got my points and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes that does happen. But people buy from people that they know or people who's always there in front of them. People that have a lot of excitement or energy or, you know, just good spirited, good energy. I mean, you can tell, you know, salespeople come in and they have a lot of energy versus the people that don't have any energy at all. Well, guess what people will buy from? The people that have the energy, not energy that's I'm in your face and I want to sell you this. No, no, no. I'm not speaking of that. I'm speaking of, you know, people that are genuine in their approach and their presentation. People that just have a good feeling, a good feeling of energy around them. And you can tell the difference. And you don't have to be in someone's face to sell. It's not about being, selling is not about being in someone's face. It's not about that. It's not about calling them, you know, day in and day out. I mean, you have to identify what their needs are first and foremost. You have to let them know that you're going to call them because, you know, people don't have time these days, right? People want you to get to the point and get out of here, okay? So, you know, so it's all about doing your homework and listening to the client. Do your homework first. What's the organization about? That's one thing, right? What are their needs? Okay, can you provide those needs? Okay, you let them know that. When, and then and just kind of, you know, hold them accountable as far as dates are concerned. Well, when can I call you again? Would this be a good time to call you? Or, you know, and then you, and through that, you need to find out, are they really the decision maker as well? And you don't want to offend anybody because sometimes you will talk to people. They're giving you all this information. It can be a gatekeeper, right? They're giving you all this information and you're finding out, you say, well, who's the decision maker? Who makes the decision? The gatekeeper could be the one that's making the decision. You just don't know until you get more information. Don't just rush to the conclusion is the person I'm talking to must be the person that can make the decisions. No, that's not always true. Or maybe the person that they're talking about, their boss or their immediate report may not be the person either. But you have to, you know, sometimes it takes time. The sales process is not slam dunk. Okay, sign the contract and we're done. No, it does take time. Some of these accounts, you know, it takes time to cultivate and things like that. So there you go. I don't even know how I got on that. But I was talking about, was I talking about hotel site selection? I don't even remember. But anyway, so digital marketing, how to get your presence out there. Basically, that all came from me saying I did digital marketing on social media. You see how I go on these tangents? But that's okay. Because someone got something from what I said. And that's all I got to do is reach one person, and I think I've done my job for the day. So I think I reached that one person. I see him back there, and I'm done. So this is just for people that are joining in. You reached, or you're on the air with Russell Fotel's live radio show. I talk about hospitality. I interview today's hospitality professionals. Today I'm not interviewing anyone, so that's why I'm doing all the talking today. But that's okay. So we have two audiences. We have one on LA Talk Radio, and then we have one on Facebook Live. So welcome to everybody. I've been, you know, the show's been going on for 33 minutes. Where have you been? That'd be my question, but that's okay. I'm just glad you're here. And then what's the last thing I do? The last thing I do, I'm a radio show host. So I started this in January, end of January, I started doing this as a way to promote my business, right? And then it kind of turned into something else. I mean, I thought, you know, I'd do a couple shows, just see how it feels. And next thing I know, I'm doing more shows and I'm getting more interest. I'm getting more interaction. I'm getting some sponsorships and things like that. So it turned into more than what I thought, right? And I wasn't comfortable doing this show. I wasn't comfortable with that. And people always say, you know, sometimes you got to do things that are not comfortable. You got to, you know, you got to be disruptive or whatever. Disruptive meaning in the marketing sense, meaning I needed to be disruptive for Russell of Hotels, right? I'm doing what everyone else is doing, but everyone's not doing a radio show, right? So I wanted, or a podcast. So I want to do something that would help out my business, put my brand out. My brand is, I have two different brands, right? We all have two different brands. You have the brand of you, and if you're representing an organization, that's the second brand, right? So my organization is Russell of Hotels, and I'm Russell Edmond, okay? So we're one and the same, but still two different brands, if that even makes any sense at all. But it should. It should. So being a radio show host, like I said, it's something that I didn't think I'd be good at it. I still don't think I'm good at it. I still think I have a lot to learn about it. But I get comments all the time like, hey, I listen to your show and, you know, you're getting so... In fact, someone had told me just a couple of days ago, they say, you're getting so much better. I mean, I said, and she goes, not saying that you weren't good before. I said, well, what are you saying? What are you saying? That I wasn't good before, but I'm so much better now? But yeah, as you do more, I mean, this goes the same with anything, public speaking, whatever. The more you speak or the more you get on the air, the more you get on the mic, the more comfortable you get. So, but I look forward to it. I come in, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy talking about our industry, the hospitality industry, because there's so many different facets of it. And I just want to share that with people that aren't familiar with it at all, especially the people that stay in hotels, people that may plan meetings and things like that, because the ultimate goal for me when I started the show was to get business. Throw it out there, right? The ultimate goal for any advertising, any promotion, is to get business. Any social media posting, you're trying to put a message out to somebody, right? Whatever that message is, you want them to respond to that message, right? So that's why the radio show. So I do social media, I do the, you know, like I said, the digital marketing, and I do the radio show, and I'm in front of people. So those are three different or four different things that I do to try to get business for the five things that I do. I mean, there's other things that I'm working on now that I haven't even talked about, but that's just me. That's just what I want to do. I'm trying to educate myself on new things and move forward. And at the end of the day, why do I do all this? Because I don't want to go back on property. I rather support a hotel, a CVB, or whatever from a different, you know, different perspective than working on property. I mean, I've worked on property for years, right? I mean, I'll do it again if I have to do that. It's not, I mean, I'm not above that. Don't get me wrong. But I think, you know, some people, they're better at supporting, you know, meaning, you know, showing people how to do things or, you know, suggesting, not telling them a show, well, maybe showing them how to do things and suggesting things. Can't even speak. Let me take a drink of water. So yeah, so that's what Russell of Hotels is. I hope you guys got that, because I kind of rambled on some things, but that's okay. Today is the day for rambling and touching on a lot of different subjects and things like that. And hopefully, like I said, all I need to do is reach one person. Special thank you to Miss Marie Corey with Meetings Collective. She was my guest last week. I thank her for coming on. That was a great show. She has a lot. Now, Marie has a lot of passion for what she does. And you can tell, if anyone listens to the show, you can tell what sets Marie off too. Okay. So she didn't hold any punches when she talked about, and a lot of meeting planners, see, she had a platform to say these things, right? Now just think, a lot of people don't have the platform, or they won't take advantage of the platform to say anything. But you could tell that the commission thing is a huge thing for all of our meeting planners, right? But I think she's taking it a step further. She said, okay, well, since these hotel companies are taking part of the commission, I'm going to do something to help our people, meaning the meeting planning community, you know, kind of fight, not necessarily fight back, but at least there's strength in numbers, right? So if you get a bunch of entrepreneurs, you know, one entrepreneur can only say so much, but a group of them together, you know, kind of fighting for the same cause, i.e. getting, you know, that 3% back, or working on other revenue streams, i.e. getting, you know, commission from transportation or from DMCs and things like that. So that's what she's all about. So she's just trying to come up with different ways to make more money, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about, okay, some of these hotels, the top three hotels, done away with 3% of our 10% of commission. Okay, so what do? You take your ball and go home, or you fight and you try to find other ways to make up that 3%. And that's what she's doing. And that's what a lot of us are doing, me included. So there you go. So thank you to Marie, Marie Quarry, Meetings Collective. So thank you so much for being on the show. I do appreciate it. Congrats to Miss Ronnie Palma, promoted to Chief Sales Officer of Oakland CVB. Now, Ronnie was one of my first guests on the show. I think she was number two. She actually agreed to interview. We were in San Antonio. We were attending, I think it was Independent Planners Educational Conference. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And she had been with Oakland CVB. She was a director of sales at first. No, was she director of sales? Then got promoted to vice president of sales. Now she's the chief sales officer. So she agreed. Like, I just talked to her like one night and I said, hey, we think about doing the show tomorrow. You know, I got the show at 1 o'clock the next day. And she said, yeah, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah. So she did it. She agreed to do it. It was a great show. And next thing you know, she's the chief sales officer. So this is what happens when you're on air with Russell Hotels. We get some heavy hitters on here, right? And Ronnie was one of the first heavy hitters I had on the show. So I do appreciate her being on the show. This lady travels for Oakland CVB. I mean, she gave me her schedule. It was like this insane travel schedule. But guess what? It paid off, right? It's all about being in front of the right people, right? Now, just say she didn't travel as much as she did, she's going to miss out on some opportunities. You know, some people will say that, well, that's traveling too much, and I'm not going to commit to that for any organization. Well, obviously, she didn't have that attitude. She had the attitude that I'm going to be in front of as many people as I can because I have a passion for what I'm doing, and I have a passion for selling Oakland CVB or the city or the destination of Oakland. And that's what she did. And I'm just so happy and proud for her. She posted it on LinkedIn a couple of days ago or Facebook. I can't remember. And I basically said, you know, your travel schedule is ridiculous. The passion that you have is off the charts. And that position, that promotion was so well deserved. And Ronnie, if you're listening, if you hear about it, it is so well deserved, and I'm very proud of you. And she's a person of color. She's a Filipino American, and she's the first one to hold that position, to get that title. So hey, I'm very proud of Ronnie. So if you on LinkedIn, you see that Ronnie Palma, congratulate her and let her know that Russell Hotels said, hey. Okay, people in new places. Okay, so that was a promotion. Okay, she was with Oakland CVB, but she got promoted to a higher position. Okay, so these are people in new places. So congrats to Doug Caldwell. Now, Doug was on the show too. Now, why are all these people that have been on the show? Is there some correlation here? People have been on the show and now they're getting promoted? What is going on here? They're getting promoted. They're going to different destinations, better destinations where they were. I don't know. But I'm talking a lot and I'm drinking a lot of water, just so you guys know that. So congrats to Doug Caldwell. He was formerly with the Grand Sierra Resort and SLS in Reno. Grand Sierra is in Reno. SLS was in Vegas. So he worked for the company that represented both of those hotels. Okay. So now he is left there and now he's the director of business development with Atlantis Resort and Casino in Nassau, Bahamas. What? When I saw that, I saw like at 2 a.m. a couple days ago. I'm like, is this right? What is going on here? But yeah, Doug made the move. So congratulations, Doug. Like I said, Doug was on the show as well. In fact, we did a show. He was in New York and I think it was my first bi-coastal show. So congratulations, Doug. Doug's a great guy. Doug, took care of me when I was in Vegas. I sent him some business when he was in. We partnered together on some business when he was at the GSR, the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. So I know the dude does a great job, phenomenal job. So they're doing it for them to up the ante and bring him in as a director of business development. I'm just gonna say, get ready for all the business that Doug's gonna bring you, because Doug has that type of personality that is infectious. And you just want to, you know, like I said earlier, where people buy people, meaning because I'm comfortable with you, I'm going to bring my business to you. That's how Doug is. Doug will be in front of you. He'll talk to you on the phone. He reaches out to you. And one thing that really resonates with Doug, and this is a personal thing, back, I don't know, a year ago when my dad was ill, you know, we would have conversations and he would always ask me, you know, how's your dad doing? How's your pops doing? He would always ask me that. Without fail, he would always ask. And it was always sincere. And that's what it's about. So when you say that people, buy from people that they're comfortable with, there you go. So I'm not surprised that Doug, you know, is with, you know, a different position, a different destination. Not surprised. Not surprised at all. But congratulations to you, Doug. Congrats to, and I just got this one. This was hot off the presses from Facebook. Congrats to Julie Verdusco. She is now, and I don't know the position or the title, but she's at the Lake Arrowhead Resort and Spa in Lake Arrowhead, which is, I guess, is that up above Big Bear Mountain in Southern California? So congrats to, she's in sales. So she's probably senior sales. I'm just going to say she's a senior sales manager there. I'm just going to say that. Can I say that? I am. Okay. So congrats to Julie, senior sales manager at the Lake Arrowhead Resort and Spa. She was just formerly at the Hilton in Long Beach. So it's funny that I mentioned this earlier, how when you see different positions, you see the same positions pop up on certain, on H-Careers and things like that. Well, this is the case with this one, but now I know why this position opened, because I looked just a couple of days ago, I saw that the Hilton in Long Beach was looking for a sales manager. I'm like, well, I wonder if they did open up another one or did somebody leave? Well, boom. Today I found out that it was Julie that left and that was the position is open. So congrats to Julie for making that move to the Lake Arrowhead Resort as a senior salesperson. I guess at least that's what I'm making up. So hopefully she is. That is it. Who's on blast? You know, I'm kind of prolonging this show today. I mean, I even got to my subject, right? And it's already 1:46. Can you believe how much I talk? I can't even. Some days I can't believe how much I talk. Whew, I just had to take a breath. Whew. Who's on blast? Now, what this means is it's not a bad thing to be on blast, okay? This means simply these are people that I respect that I want on the show, all right? It's not a bad thing. You get to come on, chop it up with Russell of Hotels. Chop it up for people that don't understand slang. That means talk to, okay? So I'm just using the street word, okay? I'm trying to be cool right now. Just come and sit in this chair over here and chop it up with Russell of Hotels. Maybe I'll come up with another show and just, it's not hospitality related. It's just sit around talking. Just thank you for joining Chopping It Up with Russell. Anyway, I don't know how I got onto that. I'm being silly today, but it's getting close to the holidays. Maybe that's why. Anyway, these are people that are on blast, people that I want on the show, people that I respect. Some people I know, some people I don't know. Brian Churchill, Vice President, LA Tourism, you're on blast, buddy. Now, Brian went to Cal Poly Pomona. I went to Cal Poly. We were there certain different times. I think Brian was there before I was there. See, that's some of the things that we could talk about when he gets on here. Because I really don't know when he graduated from Cal Poly. I think it was before me, but I could be wrong. So, Brian, reach out. Let's get on the show. Let's get you on the docket and get you on here so we can talk about it. So we can chop it up. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mott. Okay, C-Mott, C-Motley, C-M-O-T. Okay, C-Mott. That's where the C-Mott came from. So Carol Motley, Director of Convention Sales with Destination DC. She works with Elliot Ferguson. Elliot Ferguson is one of the coolest dudes in the industry. And he's the CEO of Destination DC. So she works with him. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. Dude, I've known Luis for a long time. Luis, reach out. Get on the show. Stephanie Corsino. Now, I know Stephanie. I know who she is. But we're not, you know, good friends. I mean, I know who she is, but we're not, you know, I can't like pick up the phone and say, hey, what's going on? Let's go to lunch. You know, I can't. It's not one of those kind of things. But she's a cool, and she's up and coming. She's a up and comer. Okay, so I want her on the show because I want to see where her mindset is as far as this whole hospitality thing. But she was with a hotel in North Hollywood. She was with the, oh my goodness, the Garland Hotel. And then got a job with Hong Kong Tourism, which is, that's great, right? That's huge. So we want to get her on the show so we can talk about that path to where she is now. Sam Thompson and Matthew Diamond, what is going on at Seek Management that you guys cannot pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, this is the date I want to be on the show. What is going on here? So anyone that knows Sam and Matt, you have them give me a call so we can get them on the show so we can, what, chop it up, okay? So, but yeah, those are the two, some of the coolest guys in the industry too. So especially Matt Diamond. I know Matt for a long time. Matt was my GM back in my Courtyard days. He was not the first GM. He was maybe my second. We opened up a hotel together. We opened up the Courtyard and Hacienda Heights together back in, should I even say it? Back in like 91, me and Matt Diamond. He was the GM. I was the housekeeping manager. Can you believe that? Look at us now. And I got 10 minutes to go. And what is today's topic? I have two of them, but what should I do? How do hotels evaluate business? Has anybody ever thought about that? Do we take all business that comes through the door? No, they don't, right? So they have this project, I guess it depends on the size of the hotel. Some hotels will just take whatever they can get, and there's no method to the madness. But there's some hotels that, you know, they have a director of revenue management. They basically set the rates, and they look at patterns and history and things like that. So say I send them a lead as Russell Hotels meeting planner or hotel site selection. I send them a lead for a group, right? So say it's 100 rooms, it's 200 rooms, 100 rooms on peak, and it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, for 200 people, okay? So this comes to the salesperson. The salesperson has to take it to a kind of a rev max meeting, meaning they maximize their revenue making potential by looking at certain groups, right? So they look at it, and I can go back to my days at the Westin Bonaventure, which is downtown LA, the largest, I guess it was the largest hotel in LA County at one time, maybe still LA City. It's 1300 rooms, but anyway, so we had, you know, our, what is it called? Delphi. Delphi is how you book your rooms and all that kind of stuff. You book groups and everything. So we had Delphi up on the screen, right? So everybody's in this board meeting kind of setup, and you're looking at, you're analyzing every piece of business. So every piece of business that comes in, because all business ain't good business for every hotel, okay? Just so you know, all right? And sometimes the rates are higher because they're trying to make it fit within, you know, into the flow of their other group business. They may try to stack your group on top of another group, which means, you know, maybe you get the same rate they get, or maybe you won't. I don't know. But hotels will try to stack it on top of, you know, same dates. They'll try to have you move to certain dates. So what's good is that if groups are flexible on their dates, then that way the hotel can kind of see, okay, well, we have a value date here. Value date meaning they can offer you lower prices on these particular dates, right? But what they'll do is they'll analyze your business versus the other business that's already there, right? So if it's a big enough group, then more than likely they'll give you, you know, what you're looking for, maybe even the space you're looking for. But if it's a smaller group, like say, okay, let's say it's not 200 rooms. Let's say it's the Westin Bonaventure, which is 1,300 rooms, right? So if you came in with, say, 900 to 1,000 rooms on peak, okay, that would basically take up the entire hotel. So, of course, they're looking for stuff like that, right? But if it was a group that was only 200 rooms, well, it would depend on what else is going on in that hotel, because they're not going to just, say you got 200 rooms and you need their ballroom, which is 25,000 square feet. They're not going to give you that ballroom for only 200 rooms, right? So you just have to know that going into that, there's, your business is being analyzed versus or against other types of business that's coming in the hotel. So, and sometimes rates are based on that. They're based on history, what's going on in the town or that city or that destination during that period of time. It's based on, do you have food and beverage? If it's a straight rooms group, they may not want it because you don't have food and beverage. They may throw out, you know, we have a $50,000 food and beverage minimum, meaning you have to have 50,000 and food and beverage in order to get the rate that you want in order to get those rooms that you want. So there's a lot of factors that are involved in when a hotel gets something and evaluates it, right? So I know I'm just scratching the surface on this, but I only have a couple minutes left, so I got to wind it down. But I mean, you know, I can talk about this again. I mean, especially if I get a guest in here that maybe a director of sales, and they can kind of explain it a little better than I can, because, you know, I've been kind of out of it for a minute, but I understand the whole concept because I've done it before, right? But it's always good to have a guest and they talk about it, and that way I can throw questions at them and then, you know, get them on a hot seat. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, so that's it for today. I know I just touched on that, you know, but just know that hotels do evaluate your business. They don't just take everything that they get, right? They don't just say, oh, okay, well, unless it's, you know, it's a holiday period and there's nothing going on, they just trying to take what they can get. And that does happen as well. Always ask, always try to have multiple dates that you can pitch to the hotel, okay? Ask the hotel do you have any particular need periods? Need dates, you know, need dates or value periods, meaning, you know, you can maybe get a lower rate, or maybe they'll waive that food and beverage minimum. Just ask, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask those questions and let them know that, hey, I heard this on Russell, on Air with Russell of Hotels, and he says I can ask this question. So go ahead and ask the question. And if you don't want to do it, call me and Russell of Hotels will take care of it for you, because that's what I do. I'm here to help you. I'm here to educate you. I'm here to help you. So that's it. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So I didn't forget. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. We'll see you next Tuesday, same time, same channel. Someone other day put something on Facebook. I don't know who it was. I can't remember. And I wouldn't say who it was anyway. They want to know when I'm on. I'm like, I'm on. I don't just come on just, oh, I feel like coming on today, so I'm just going to, you know, get on this air, get on the mic today. No, I have a set, just like your TV programs. Grey's Anatomy comes on the same time every day, every week. I'm like Grey's Anatomy. Okay, Russell of Hotels has a slot that he comes on. He comes on from 1 to 2 on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, that's when Russell of Hotels comes on. So thank you so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I think that's it. And I'm trying not to say so much, but I think I've said it like 10 times since I said I wasn't going to say it again. So anyway, have a great day. Be safe out there. And thank you again for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Peace.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success. Rather, become a person of value.